Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. Back in season three, actually episode one of season three, I did an episode, Student Debt Crisis Alarm, and I wanted to update the topic, putting a spotlight on student loan debt. The numbers that I want to run through with you today are astounding. There is $1.71 trillion in student loan debt. That includes both federal loans and private loans. We have 44.7 million Americans that have student loan debt. That makes it the second highest consumer debt category behind only mortgage debt. So it comes in at a greater amount than car loans, credit cards, and other consumer debt. 65% of college graduates have student debt, so this is very prevalent. The average is $28,650, which candidly, if you get a four-year degree and you had $28,000 in debt, that's not going to strangle you. It's a little unnerving to have such debt when you're starting out your career, but if you learned and grew and acquired some terrific skills in college, you could very well be on your way to a very successful career, make some money, and be able to pay off the debt. The trouble is, lots of people have way more than $28,650 and they are getting strangled. The crazy part about this is it's not just young people, the students, that are borrowing money. Parents are borrowing too. There are 15 million borrowers who are age 40 and over, and that means it is 40% of all the student loan debt. That means that parents are borrowing money that puts a dent in their own financial futures, perhaps delaying their ability to retire or diminishing the lifestyle they will have in retirement. And it is a huge sacrifice that our parents are making for their children. And in some cases, that might make sense, but I think in many instances, people are simply paying too much for college, borrowing too much to get their child through school, or having their child borrow too much to go to school, such that it's causing financial harm for the family as a whole. So I did an interview on a different podcast recently, and we talked a little bit about this. I don't believe colleges are bad, but understand that when you're looking at colleges, they want to sell you on their experience. They are pitching you to attend their school, and buyer beware should be your mantra. It doesn't make them bad people, but you want to follow closely how the finances work. There are a lot of tricks and kind of easily misunderstood aspects to financial planning. So buyer beware. You want to look at this with a little bit of skepticism so that you are careful about how sending your son or daughter to college will affect your finances and their finances. The student debt issue is a significant one in the country. Politically, there's talk about forgiving debt or paying off student loan debt. It's unclear how this will pay out, but you have control over your buying decision on where you go to school, where your child goes to school. So I think you ought to approach this very wisely. I love this topic. It's a difficult topic with lots of different elements to it. We speak with our clients here at Elliott Wealth Management Services a lot about the topic. I speak about it regularly on media appearances that I make and with this podcast, the Simply Financial Podcast. If you want to discuss any of this, please reach out to me. Go to the website, elliottwealth.com. You could ping me through the website and we could talk about it as well. You could find more information about me and the rest of the team here at Elliott Wealth Management, how we help our clients win with money. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I will be back with you very soon on the next episode.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.